Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Information technology. One of Vice President Director of Athletics, Fred Glass's vital assets within the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics. It's where we are and how far we've come. Fred will be addressing some of that later today in the team football room. But this, Hoosier Group Big Time, first class, and I tell you, headed into this busy athletic season. And as Fred was telling me, always there, ready to help.
There's probably nobody more behind the scenes than the information technology folks. You know, their support staff behind all these devices. And just think about it. I mean, not that long ago, you know, you might have hardly anything. And now there's computers and iPads and iPhones and all kinds of stuff. And these folks, we're not adding tons of staff there, so they work harder and harder and harder to take care of more and more devices. They're a great, great group. Help us with a variety of matters, not only personal communication and information retrieval, computing, et cetera, but also all the broadcast demands from being active on the Big Ten Network and all that stuff. So they just do a great, great job. Don't get enough attention. Dan Fitzsimmons is the head honcho. Cindy Grubb, Brian Hulley, Matthew Colbert, Mickey Leibacher, who you know, Joe, and Kareem Batu do a great job.
Well, I tell you what they do, and echoing Fred's comments, Dan Fitzsimmons runs just a terrific operation. You talk about high energy and creativity. He and his group have already jumped in and provided much-needed expertise for virtual reality technology for the new Cuban Center that Fred will make part of his Wednesday and discuss further. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. KC and the Reds, game 2 tonight, pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, in the short weeks to come, we'll be finding out lots more about new Hoosier field hockey head coach Amanda Janney and her Hoosiers. Just caller AJ, in from Temple, as you know by now, had some quick success last spring, notching 4 wins for Indiana, and will hold its Cream Crimson exhibition Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock here after today's road preseason game in Miami of Ohio. But AJ will tell you, the coach only as good as her staff, and you talk about Big Ten flavor.
Is based upon a lot of things, and the assistant coach contributions are a huge part of any head coach's success. So I was able to find 3 talented young women who are Big Ten alumni. So we were able to bring in Kelly Twerlinger, who is the assistant coach at Ohio State for a while. She also played there and has the Big Ten playing experience. And then we also found Ayla Hallis, who is a Penn State alumni, was a tremendous goalkeeper there with a lot of maturity and knowledge of the goalkeeping specialty. And then also we were able to keep on Maggie Olson, who Maggie graduated, was a fantastic player here in Bloomington. She graduated in the winter, and she's around, and just someone special that we want to keep a part of the program and continue to utilize our amazing alumni, because she brings a lot of special talent. It's a very special story that she was a walk-on coming to Indiana and just worked her butt off and really did a great job to earn the starting position, and has great character and really that great work ethic that I wanted part of our program.
Well, tell me about your style.
Sure. I think just looking at our team right now, I want to produce an aggressive attack that we're going to score a lot of goals and we're going to take some high risk. I like to play kind of high risk, high reward in terms of really pushing the limits and challenging our players.
That's new Hoosier field hockey head coach Amanda Janney. 10 years at Temple, 10 postseason appearances, ready now to lead Indiana in that direction. In the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.